on one of the numerous tech group chats that I am in, a scholarship opportunity was shared for women in tech, and one of the male developers took it upon himself to ask why the opportunities being shared are only targeted at female developers and there are barely, if any, scholarship opportunities that has been sent solely for men in tech. And I thought that that was an extremely ignorant take, but I also decided to share my thoughts about it, because if someone asks, that means there are a couple of others who also share similar sentiments, but are maybe very less outspoken, right? These are the type of questions and thoughts that fosters even more bias against women in tech. When men start to see that there are, when they start to think rather that there are opportunities for women in tech, that opportunities are just being handed over to them, they then start to think that probably women don't work as hard as they do, women are less developers or less better tech people, and that since they just, because they are women, they just have opportunities handed over to them. I, and I'm sure a number of female developers, have had these questions before, like, oh, I'm a developer, I'm a software developer, and someone is like, oh, are you serious? Do you really code, or do you code? I mean, do you ask a doctor if they can inject the needle? It's just basic, right? But it is thought like, oh, there are opportunities for them. Every opportunity now is targeted at women in tech. Therefore, they don't have to work as hard. They just have to, you know, be a woman, and then there will be one opportunity coming their way. But that is not true. And we're going to talk about why this is, right? It's International Women's Day, and I don't think there's any better time to address this than now. Welcome to Trant. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here I talk about my career as a software engineer, my career in the tech industry, and sometimes I even bring you lived experiences of other people who have careers in the tech industry, Scrum Master, UI UX designer, and anything that you might ask or want to know. I also talk about my personal learnings and journey, and basically what it's like having a career in tech. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you hang on for the ride. And if it's not, I hope career is sort of your thing, or just sort of your thing. So, let's talk about the statistics of it. In the tech workforce, men hold 73.3% of tech jobs, while women hold 26.7% of tech jobs. On average, women in tech are offered a salary of 3% less than their male counterparts for the same job at the same company with the same experience. And I know that vaguely so many of us are familiar with these statistics, we just don't believe them. Personally, I've been offered 66.67% salary less than my male counterpart at the same company, the same role, and yes, the same experience. And personally, I interviewed at a company in Europe last year where I was the first female developer that they would be interviewing and possibly take on for the role. That was in 2022, and they did not have a female developer. Sure, they had female HRs, Scrum Masters, Project Managers, but not actual developers, right? So the conclusion of this is that there are simply more men than there are women in tech. Therefore, and this is the most important arc here, this is the reason why there are more opportunities for women to break into tech. And note that I said break into tech because the endless scholarship opportunities we keep seeing around are majorly for entry role developers, entry role product managers, or entry role breaking into tech, like bootcamp opportunities, courses, discounts, and all of that things. They are just for women to see tech as a possible career path, because the distinct difference in the number of men that there are to women is simply mind-blowing. And this is regardless of your reality, because I've spoken with quite a number of men in tech, and they're like, oh, they know so many women in tech, they have a lot of friends, female friends who are in tech. Regardless of your current reality, if you are surrounded coded by females who are developers. That is not devoid of the fact that, generally speaking, worldwide, globally, there are still less women than there are in tech. And the difference in the margin is not like 2%. It's a large margin, right? Like, for every 10 male developers, you probably see 3. That is what the statistics is saying, regardless of your reality. And I'm saying this because I'm also a woman in tech who know a lot of women in tech. And this is because I have actively joined communities of women in tech. So I know I don't feel alone, right? And so I can see a lot of women doing outstanding things in tech. And it might start to feel like, oh, there are so many of us. But realistically and statistically speaking, that is simply not true. Also, backtracking to the point of these opportunities just being for women to see tech as a career possibility, never have I been hired solely because I was a woman. And you can ask every other female developer that you know, never has anyone been hired because they're a woman. Skills will always trump the gender card. Always. I mean, there are times where I've seen companies, and I'm sure you have seen companies too, who are trying to bridge the gender gap in the organization, and they are actively seeking for females to fill certain roles. Even at that, they only hire the skilled ones. They don't hire them just because, oh, you're a woman, you're the first to apply for this role, or you were referred, tada, have the job. No, it has never happened. They hire skilled women. Skilled women. Of course, this is not to downplay the effect of discriminatory bias in the tech industry, where recruiters, hiring managers, and sometimes people who matter judge a person based on their looks. We know that this has actually happened, where the skills of women, female developers are assumed based on what they look like. Like, why are you a developer with nose piercings? Why are you a developer who is dressed like that? These are actual things. These are biases in tech. And there are steps to actually reduce that. Like, you know, don't put your pictures on your CV and all of those things. True. This, and we also know that women are judged more actually based on their looks than men. Generally speaking, in society, it is the truth. Women are always judged more actually for their looks, and that subconsciously translates when hiring in tech too. So this is not to say that sometimes even skilled women get their skills questioned based on how they look a certain way, right? Especially if they are part of a certain demographic. These things happen. And this is also a discussion for another day, the unconscious bias based on the way someone looks. But the point of this particular speech is talking about, you know, the opportunities being available to women, not the biases that we face. And the opportunities being available to us, the summary of it is they are not actual like, oh, because you're a woman, take a tech job. No. The opportunities to show that, okay, tech is an option for you, to eliminate the barrier to entry. Like, okay, whatever might have been an excuse for you not to get into this industry, now I've eliminated that barrier. What excuse do you have now? Just explore this field and see if it's something you might be interested in. Those are the opportunities available to women. Not necessarily, oh, take the job. It doesn't happen. It has not happened anywhere. If anything, they also get, oh, we're not giving you this job because you look a certain way, therefore we do not trust your skills. There are numerous biases. And this is, again, why there are these opportunities for more women to get into tech. So that when women who do not look like the conventional tech women start to see tech as an option, then it reduces the subconscious bias that always someone looks like that, then they may not be tech savvy. For instance, and this is just an illustration, let us say that all of the women in tech are white women, right? If a black woman wants to get into that space, they might look like, oh, are you sure she's competent? Because everyone that we've been seeing that as competent do not look like this. Do you understand? This is just an illustration, not an actual fact, even though it might be, but this is an illustration. Now, if more black women are encouraged to get into tech, and they actually do get into tech and succeed in their spaces and succeed in their field, then subconsciously everyone can see that not only white women can succeed in the tech field, but they are also black women. The black woman not necessarily look like a unicorn in the tech field, like look like she will not look odd anymore, because there are more people who look like her in that space. This is the idea behind creating more opportunities for women in tech. It is saturating the field or filling up the field with different opportunities to eliminate bias and again empower women. Finally, I have said all of that just to say this. If you as a man in tech continue to perpetuate the idea that there are opportunities for women in tech, disregarding the context, the nuance, and the scope of why this is, you are unintentionally or intentionally perpetuating bias against women in tech. And so I hope that you come to learn and unlearn. That is what the tech field is all about anyway. We have to be adapt as at learning and adopting new ways of thinking, adopting new ways of approaching a problem, adopting new ways of unlearning things that we might have already been used to. Otherwise, you are going to plague. It's going to stagnate your growth, really. I hope you found this helpful, and if you did, kindly share it with someone that needs to hear it. Happy International Women's Day. Here is to rooting for more women to get into tech. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope you learned something new, pondered on something new, or something made this whole episode worth your time. If you had any thoughts or anything you'd like to share, you can find me on my social media platforms as Blossom Babalola, except for Instagram, which is B_Trantin. It's going to be linked in the description, so you don't have to stress yourself about it. I'll see you on my next episode. Thank you for listening and supporting me. Bye.